Students aren't the only ones who are tested for literacy. In Massachusetts, a rule requires any educator to pass a literacy exam. It took Wilfredo LeBoy, the superintendent of the school system in Lawrence, Massachusetts, 3 years and 4 tries, but finally he passed this week. LeBoy says passing the test was not his priority.
Truthfully and honestly, I paid no attention to preparing for the test. I came to an urban school district that had been declared underperforming, and I needed to get the school district going. So that's where all my energies were concentrated on, and that's what basically happened around this whole issue.
So you don't question the validity of testing?
I think it's a one form of assessment. I don't think a test is the only way to assess a child. Children learn in different ways. None of us go to the doctor. Right, Bob, and they say to us, good, take a pill and come back in June and see how you feel. And, you know, so if we do testing in that form, where we're testing kids one time during the school year and said, if you don't get it here, that's it, my friend, I think we know better than that in this country and throughout the world, that we need to really look at children in different kind of ways as we assess them.
Should educators be expected to be fluent in the subjects that students are being taught?
Oh, absolutely. You know, truth of the matter is that we should have a standard for teachers, and we should expect them to be proficient in the language of power, culture, and economy in this country is English. And we have a moral responsibility to make sure that every single child in America is in public education and alike and in private schools has qualified, certified teachers in the classroom.
And you got hammered by Rush Limbaugh and other commentators. That must not have been fun.
Well, you know, I think, unfortunately, there's an old saying, judge not or be judged, that with the same measure you judge, you shall also be judged. I failed the test. I must admit to that. But we fail in life at things. Failing is an event. We all fail. Who among us can say we have not failed at trying one thing or another in life? And sadly enough, you know, you must be careful that you don't throw stones when you yourself live in a glass house.
I guess they thought you should have been a little more sensitive to the 20 bilingual education teachers you put on unpaid leave for flunking a separate English fluency test.
Right, and I, from the very outset for these teachers, and they currently were put on a leave of absence, and they're currently you know, collecting unemployment, and we're currently helping them and giving them as many tries as they can to have to pass this test.
Would you like to give this test to your critics?
Well, you know, of the many superintendents that are serving our schools, few of them have ever taken the test. If they were here before 1998, certainly none of them have taken the test. I think absolutely, and I gently may I suggest, never criticize a person until you walk in their own shoes. And there are many, many educators, teachers, administrators, principals alike in this state that were certified prior to 1998 that have never had to take that test.
Thank you very much.
It's a real pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Wilfredo LeBoy is superintendent of schools in Lawrence, Massachusetts.